Hello, good people. Time has come for us to depart soon. And I have to tell you, you're going to die soon, together with your loved ones. And the only thing that matters now is how you're going to die. On your knees or standing up? Do you want to slowly suffocate in your own blood by the corona? Or do you want to fight the crown, the corona? And as you're all a bunch of cowards, I know how you're gonna die. You're gonna slowly and pitifully suffocate in your own blood, with no god or any other invisible hocus pocus coming to your rescue. Because in fact you're not that important as you think you are. In fact you are nothing, and just a slave of Pharaoh who don't need you anymore. And in fact, cowardice is the very same thing as selfishness, or at least closely related. Because of your pure selfishness, you're not able to sacrifice yourself for others, and not even for your beloved ones. Only the moment you win over your selfish, egoistic attitude, making you ready for the ultimate sacrifice for your beloved ones, you'll be without fear, like a wolf defending its cubs to the bitter end. And that has come now. That is, if we believe what the newspapers are telling us. Okay, let's start again, eh? Did I scare you? Okay. Well, that's exactly what the prostitutes, pharaohs, media, whores want to do through fear control. Be afraid of the Muslims through false flag terrorist attacks. Be afraid of another people. Be afraid of the Germans. Be afraid of the Russians, the communists. It's all witch hunting. Now be afraid of the Chinese coming up and the corona thing. Don't forget how the media lied and still lie about 9/11. That's all I need you to do in this situation. They lied about 9/11. And they'll continue to lie about everything, including the corona. It's the countermeasures you're gonna have to be afraid of, like mandatory vaccinations to make you stupid and infertile. Like camps being created for the so-called infected, or police thugs roaming the streets in white biological warfare suits. The official name for the corona, or aristocracy's crown virus, is SARS, COV2. And as I've explained to you, SARS is next to corona from the Latin word coronam, for Pharaoh's crown. SARS means the king or Pharaoh, as in a sarcophag, a sarcophagus. A box to put the king in when he is dead. See my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. And I suppose you've all seen the Templar symbol of the biological research lab in Wuhan, where the corona outbreak took place. It is. It's like a Templar's cross. I've shown you in my videos that the Templar's cross is in fact the two-dimensional pyramid by their ancestors, the pharaohs of Egypt. So here you can see the film, here's the title, you just punch it in and you can see it. And the color of this Chinese biological research company is almost blue. So together with the word corona for crown, it refers to the blue war crown or pharaoh in a war against us, humanity. And as you might all know by now, the bluish Templar logo is identical to the logo of the Umbrella Corporation in red and white of the film Resident Evil by Pharaoh's Hollywood propaganda machine, where human beings are being transformed into zombies, mutated creatures by some sort of a virus. And as in the title, Resident Evil, the residents of this planet, Earth, being regarded as evil, needing to be exterminated. But it goes deeper yet, and I will show you another new pharaonic connection next to the other three we already have, like the crown corona, the Tsar, King Pharaoh, and the Templar's Cross Pyramid. The color of the lab's Templar's Cross is a weird one, so light blue greenish. And in fact, green is the color of the Vejat, the Eye of Horus, or All-Seeing Eye. And this one here is an original one. And everybody knows, all historians and archaeologists and Egyptologists, Freemasons, they know that this color is a reference to the All-Seeing Eye. Remember, I told you about the Horus Matrix in respect to the Eye of Horus, Vejat, which you can see here, which is in fact the big dying. And for some of you, green might also be the color of the reptilians. So this is one of my older videos. You just punch it in. It's still there. I found another two videos on the Horus Matrix. I had some big ones who are gone. And this is at Omaha Beach. There he is, the Vejat. Same thing, the big dying, just like the corona. So you see the name of the thing here, Vejat. And this color is called turquoise. It's exactly the same one as in the of the virus, right? So the Vejat in turquoise green, as on the Wuhan lab stands, it stands for total control and is the all-seeing eye, as on the dollar. And circles closed, because the Knights Templars control the world out of their total control Alpine dictatorship. And they all come from ancient Egypt. Remember the Templars, the Templars cross in the on the lab symbol? It would be nice if someone could make a comparison, you know, like two picks next to each other of the Vejat in turquoise green next to the Wuhab lab Resident Evil logo, because it's exactly the same color. They are the same people. Colors are very important for Pharaoh. You know, it's all about hiding colors, symbols. These are the things with which you can hide, right? The Vejat, the all-seeing eye, and the big dying. To be more precise, the green color is in fact turquoise, which you can see here, which also represents Hathor, the goddess and daughter of Amun-Ra himself, also called the Lady of Mefkat and Mistress of the Skies, who controls the destiny of newborn babies, which will eventually happen if we take the antidote, which the Swiss Novartis most likely already have. Swiss Novartis is the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world in Basel, which is called BAAL in French, and where Permindex and the Bank of International Settlements are, together with their unlimited tool voted for in 2013 by the Swiss referendum of mandatory vaccinations, of which I already knew 7 years ago, and saying it in this film here, that the ruthless, corrupt Swiss would bring a virus into the world and already having the antidote themselves beforehand. Because I know how Swiss's highly criminal mind works, and proving it too through all the historical facts. Here, look here, it says, Tsar. Look at this word. Of course it's from Tsar, meaning the king. Everything of the authorities has to match some pharaonic occult nobility aristocratic thing, really. And therefore, the Swiss Nazi Templars have the Tsar, as the Russian pharaonic Tsars from Tsar, demotic for Pharaoh, standing for Tsar, Zentral Ausländerregister, to control and survey all foreigners with huge extended files in Swaziland. Well, they have a real big file on me there, probably, eh? And the ISIS files for Informatisiertes Staatsschutzinformationssystem, Here you can read it. Informatisierte Staatsschutzinformationssystem, called ISIS, right? To control all citizens in Switzerland, where the word Staatsschutz means to protect the state. Pharaoh's Templar state, that is. So it says nowhere that ISIS protects its citizens. Therefore, they didn't bother to arrest the Swiss Abu Musab al-Swisri, who didn't pose a threat to the Swiss state, but only a severe threat to some 100 murdered civilians in Paris through the horrendous terrorist attacks from 2015 and made in Switzerland. Yes, Abu Musab al-Swisri from the other ISIS worked in fact for the Swiss ISIS total control Templar system. Das informatisierte Informationssystem, ISIS. And so nobody in and around Switzerland arouses any suspicion. Swissy Secret Service here also made some Leni Riefenstahl Nazi propaganda about how clean, neutral and innocent Switzerland allegedly is. You better believe it or else. So here you can see the Swiss CIA. It's in a place called Wenkdorf, believe it or not. I filmed it once on my channel Gure, but it's gone, of course. It's all gone, eh? And there were a lot of octagon symbols around. And, well, they say in this video that they protect the state. That's what they all say. They don't protect us. They protect the state. That's all they care about themselves, you know. How to keep us prisoner. They don't protect us. Neither does the CIA. They're not there to protect us. They're there to protect the state. All of these things here, they never had any problems with each other, never. Here you can see Leni Riefenstahl, who became over 100 years old and only spent 3 years in prison for poisoning the heads of the Germans and their children with her Hitler propaganda films like Triumph of the Will. She became Hitler's propagandist through a film she made in... well, guess where, folks? Yeah, well, in Switzerland, of course. And the name of that film is The Blue Light, about some blue magical light in a Swiss cave, which is, of course, related to Hathor, the pharaonic goddess and daughter of Ra. Now, here it says in Wikipedia about Hathor, here says Hathor. She was one of several goddesses who acted as the Eye of Ra, you know, the Vajet. That's why both Hathor and the other one, the Vajet, they have the same turquoise color. And here it says, in Egypt, she was one of the deities commonly invoked in private prayers and votive offerings, particularly by women desiring children. Hey, so they're gonna make you infertile. That's what they want to do with this corona crown, Sar, Hathor, Vajet virus. Hey, and you're gonna pray to this one here, you know, and the to get children. You're not gonna be able to get any more children. That's what they want to do. To have total control, like Monsanto, you know, like a genetic manipulation. That's what they want to do. We are the slaves. They only protect the state, you know, for God's sake. They even say it. And today there are these people and pink list killers amongst us who adore the goddesses and all that, who perfectly know this. I mean, why else would there be today a Hathor blue dress like this here? And here Hathor, and here Hathor. They know it, but we don't know it. They kept all their secrets for 4,000 years or 6,000 years, conspiring against humanity, conspiring against the man, the sons, our brothers, you know, their fathers. They conspire against us, you see? It exists, and now they're coming up with the coronavirus. So you're going to pray to the goddess afterwards. That's all you can do. Now here it reads in the pyramid text, Hathor. This means Hathor. And the other one here, Heru, it means Horus. Right? Heru, here it says Horus. It's all devil worship. You know, the whole corona thing, it's about controlling the womb. And this was also what Trump is doing, you know, when he's holding the... when he's doing his two hands together, he's forming the womb, you know, of Isis, and which is related to Hathor. So it says here in the pyramid text, Hathor appears as Hathor in the sky. Yeah, remember the blue light, you know, it's all related. And he even declares, I'm Hathor, mistress of the northern sky. These are ancient texts of Pharaoh. Eh? From prehistoric times, the iconography of Hathor reveals her stellar origins and establishes for her role as mistress of the stars. We cannot ignore the very essence of her name Hathor, which translates literally as House of Heru, the House of Horus, you know, the Per. The house, it's they all talk about the house, you know, like the aristocracy. And Heru is the most ancient sky god, and Hathor is his residence. Okay, his mansion, the sanctuary or womb in which he dwells, you know, he dwells in the womb, you know, his sperm, probably. Or that womb or dwelling can only the dwelling, you know, the cave with the blue light. Remember, it's they're hiding things. It's all by mystical, you know, conspiracies against us, you know. The Leni Riefenstahl, the blue light in a cave. Well, that is the womb. And the blue light, it's this, Hathor and all this, you know. It's the... that womb or dwelling can only be the sky where Heru is its divine master. But who in fact gave him... Ooh, who's him? Such mastery, such a hallowed domain. Hathor, of course, who gave him birth and united with him as both creatrix and lover. Bloody hell, like, fuck your mother and your son will be a brother sort of stuff, eh? It's all satanic, people. The corona thing, don't believe the newspapers. They want to control the womb. That's what it's all about. It's in the colors. It's in the symbols, and it's in the it's everywhere in the names. It's all over. Don't believe them. They lie. Newspapers, the media, they are liars. Think about 9/11. That's all you need to do. Think about 9/11, about how they lied. So this is a lie too. It says the mistress of turquoise. That's Hathor, and here it says Vajas, the goddess Vajet. You know, here the eye and all that, sun panel, Mefkat, here it says. So, you know, and this is the color, like a little bit like this. This is turquoise. This is the color on the Resident Evil thing, you know, connected with the corona. It always relates back to pharaonic stuff, you know, they've been hiding amongst us for thousands of years, eh? Well, it's time to get rid of them. So these are the kind of prayers you can do them to the goddess when you have taken the antidote, eh? The mandatory vaccination. They're gonna force it upon us, eh? When the whole system doesn't work anymore, no more reproduction, eh? Rise, O Hathor, mistress of turquoise. Mistress of real lapis lazuli, upon whose limbs glitters indestructible gold, that skin of the gods which brings joy to the hearts of humankind, through whose magic the Netjeru possess the entire circuit of the sun. It's their aim to make us infertile, as I found at this horrible site for their rituals here in this film. And through fear control and the following mandatory vaccinations, Pharaoh will finalize their goal of perfectionating the slave race called Humanity. Here's the title, just punch it in. So, always be aware of the colors, because every color has a meaning for Pharaoh. Here it says, green was the color of the Eye of Horus, or Vejad. It's all about, you know, numbers, colors, symbols, and hiding, lying, cheating, rape, wars, well, you name it. And when Trompstein here wears a yellow tie while going to India, this has a meaning. She's not going to tell you, because you're not playing in the same league, or maybe even crypto league, in addition to crypto leagues. Trompstein never ever has worn a yellow tie before. And for Pharaoh, yellow represents the color of the sun, and therefore the color of perfection, which comes after the blue war tie, which Trompstein shows all the time in relation to the white European race, of whom he's not a part of. Meaning that after the coming blue war, there will be perfection, which already exists in India, apparently, through the unequal caste system of the Brahmins, to which Mr. Trompstein apparently is in total favor for. Well, he's one of them then, eh? You see, it's all the Aryans, I told you, it's a completely demotic pharaonic word coming out of the pharaonic A-ri-on. A, it means big or pregnant, pregnant in this case. Ri is the sun, and on is Osiris, who comes out of the sun. So it means pregnant son Osiris. It means pregnant son, they come out of the sun. That's why he is yellow, the color of the sun, for perfection. And it shows also a pyramid. The Kshatriya is the warrior caste, who protects the upper caste. So you might say this is octagon, this is hexagon, and this is the square here, the untouchables. It's the square, yeah? I made a film about it when I once opened up a cake. It's all pharaonic, people. It's all pharaonic. While he makes you think he's one of you in Make America Great Britain Again. From A-me-ri-ca. See my film, The Pharaoh Show. Meaning the resurrection of the great pharaonic empire, symbolized through the color yellow for the perfection.